Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for a thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, or as my ex-co-host Dave Navarro would say, or sorry, the other Dave Navarro would say, numero uno. Now, flan, 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 flan. Miss you, Dave. Love you.
What's up?
What up, the other Dave Navarro? We are here. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, and Spotify. Gotta love it. I'm trying to get us on Deezer right now. I don't know what the fuck Deezer is, but I'm going to get us on there. And I'm working on some TV stuff and some other radio networks and whatnot. I will get us on AM/FM, but I just won't be able to swear so bad.
Coming to get you.
I can't say shit, fuck, or asshole. I think everything else is pretty much game.
Yeah, they say.
Oh, wait. Yeah, cunt, maybe. Maybe I might know if I'll say cunt. We'll have to say snotty little. Beep. No, I was kidding. Wouldn't be any fun though. I can't play that. We just wouldn't be able to be on those networks. That's all.
Sorry,
we can't be on AM/FM if we swear like that. But it's okay. I'll say certain words. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff coming up.
At their local station.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff coming up. Our guest today, though, is El Sancho from the awesome, amazing punk rock band Sticky Doll. Yay! We love Sticky Doll, and as you remember, before last week, for 2 weeks in a row, we played their music.
Right.
We played Plastic World, which is their newest world. We just did it. We did a worldwide debut a few months ago. We did it again. We played it again. We did our Plastic World. That's their newest single from their new album or CD. Oh, what do you call it? Is it an EP?
The newest.
You did?
All right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The email I have to send also.
Yeah, you haven't sent that one yet,
we'll
but send it.
We'll
but yes, but yes, because we can. Trust me, we'll play it on a future broadcast, yeah. And I'll play it on my iHeart Radio show and some other stuff. So we'd like that. I broadcast straight out to iHeart Radio and some other things too. So it's not like it's just straight up here. But I do like to. I want to eventually set up a podcast studio at my house so I can just, or at, you know, eventually somewhere like, you know, I don't know, something like this kind of thing. Rent a space, whatever. We work office spaces.
Own space.
But we have a lot of shit coming up. A lot of concerts, a lot of everything. Speaking of concerts, we have. Hold on one second. Where the fuck is my pointer? One second.
Sticky Fest,
November 10th.
Sticky Fest,
all day, all night.
Sticky Fest
in the high desert of Southern California.
12 of the best punk and metal bands
on one big outdoor stage. All ages.
Free camping.
Get your tickets now at stickyfest.com.
Sticky.
That throw the goat at the end with that badass
sticky.
But the whole thing was instigator with that music.
That's badass. Sticky Fest. We have way too much fun. So we're gonna be playing some songs from some of the bands that are going to be involved in Sticky Fest today. We're gonna play some music, so it's gonna be awesome. And then we'll throw in a couple of little Sticky Doll songs.
Look, you show them your shirt. Show the people of the
world.
Oh
yeah, okay. So I got a custom made. El Sancho made me a custom made T-shirt with some of the stuff from their band, which I love. because I love punk rock and I love metal and all that stuff. So I have a thing. Hold on one second.
So that's the normal shirt there.
Yeah. So the front of it says Sticky Doll. And then this is my one of my favorite songs, The Red Won't Come Out. I fucking love that song. God damn, that's so it's awesome. Dude, that's like one of my favorite fucking songs you do. And it says, "So I had to kill him." And then if you look on the back, hold on, I can twist
it. Now this is what makes a shirt go from $10 to $15.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Custom made.
Yes. See, right there. And the back of my shirt says Snotty Little Cunt. So I wore that around LA. Of course, damn it, I had a backpack on though, so nobody could really see it. I showed my son though. He was laughing. So, you know. But we had a lot of concerts coming up. I mean, obviously, Sticky Fest. My band that I manage, Satanic Johnny. Shout out to Satanic Johnny. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Moses Gonzalez. Hector, I can't pronounce your goddamn last name. Yintian, I think it is. I don't want to butcher it. I'm sorry. Germ and Ilya. What's up? Oh, and Deanna. Deanna, what up, dude? So that's their the other co-manager. Basically, so you know, I hit up my buddy El Sanjo from Sticky Doll because he had Sticky Fest, and I said, "Could my band Satanic Johnny, which is a punk rock band, punk and metal? We're trying to coin the phrase punk metal other. We're trying to do punk metal other,
metal other,
yeah, something like that. Punk metal other. We're trying to get it out there, you know, punk slash metal slash other."
Punk metal alt.
Maybe we could do that one. Because they're just very unique. He reminds me kind of Eddie Vedder a little bit, like on stage. I don't know if you watch the videos. Yeah. He's very like, he like gets all da da da, like he hits himself in the head and gets all crazy and stuff. It's even better when they when they wear costumes.
That's what I liked about him.
Yeah. Originally, Hector wore a banana costume when he played drums. So we're trying to incorporate back into the thing, but now they wear crazy makeup and like all kinds of other shit, which is awesome. I like that they really get into it, and they're very passionate about their music, and I feel very fortunate to call them family.
They're really good guys.
They're very good guys.
They're clean because they're staying at the Airbnb I'm giving you guys when you come for the
festival. Oh, they're clean now. If not, trust me, I'll make sure it's clean before I leave.
Totally kidding.
Because I am not that type of person.
I love their band name, though. I love that band.
Yeah, I just thought it was awesome. We have some very interesting bands that are going to be performing at our concerts with some interesting names. What was one of them? Oh, here we go. Ninja Gandhi. Some of them are they're teenagers, I guess. And it's a band that somebody passed on to me. Ninja Gandhi. They're going to be playing at the 5-Star Bar on Friday, December 7th. We got a lot of shows coming up, a lot of bands. Bah Ram You.
Ball Ram You?
Bah. Oh. Bah. Like B-A-H. Bah. Ram You.
Oh, bad.
But it's Y-O-U instead of E-W-E. You know what I mean? Like U. Like a sheep. What now?
Are our microphones on?
Yes, your fucking microphone's on.
Oh, that can't
been on this whole goddamn time. Anyway, this is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, and my awesome, amazing co-partner, co-host, business partner, husband, and all the above, The Muse.
The Muse.
The Muse. I started a Facebook page, Jenny and the Muse.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm going to start adding some shit to it, but got some really interesting bands out here. Grandpa's Nuts.
I love that name.
You know, Hector from Satan and Johnny, the drummer, he's also the drummer for Grandpa's Nuts.
Okay. Are they the Saggy Nuts or just the regular Grandpa's Nuts?
Grandpa's Testicles.
I think they're Saggy. I think they're Saggy at this
Grandpa's
point.
Grandpa's Saggy Nuts.
We had Lost Puppy, The Raids. The Raids are a good Hispanic punk rock band. Jabbermouth is amazing. Jabbermouth's really good. Some of these bands were in the Vans Warped Tour. Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
That's probably where.
Lost Puppy was in it. Satanic Johnny was in it. Jabbermouth was in it. Victory Kid. We're trying to get some of these people, you know, to play at our concerts regularly. Now, some of my friends are in bands that have gotten kind of big, so now we got to pay for them. I'm not at that level yet to where I can buy them yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, Orgy's right out of my league, I mean, right in this moment anyway. I'd have to give them a few grand, you know what I'm saying? Even though Lou loves my ass, I'd still have to give them some money. It would not be cheap, so I got to pay certain bands, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe Dirty Machine or Slant or something. Certain bands I might have to like pump in a pocket. I had a band today tell me this. I'm not going to mention any names, but they said that they got to pay them $200 to play. And I'm like, they're not that great.
Well,
I mean, not to the level where I would pay for them.
If bands ask for a guarantee, a guarantee is fine, but they need to prove that they bring people.
Exactly.
Up front to you.
Exactly. And I didn't really see enough of that because they were all, this particular band was also involved in the battles, right? So I'm just like, I saw them play. But first of all, they didn't make it to round two. You didn't even make it to round two. Okay. You got cut before you even barely got out the gate. And it's sad because they were a really decent band. They're decent, but I wouldn't pay them. I wouldn't pay $200. You need to show me that you can bring 30. You need to be able to bring like 20, 30 fucking people. You better bring some people, because if not, I'm not gonna bother with you. It's a waste of my money. And it depends on which venue they pay at. Now, certain venues aren't really going to charge us. Some are. It depends.
Do you guys have to rent five-star to do shows?
No. Not the front room. The back room, yes. The back room's bigger. Front room has a capacity of 150 people. Back room has a capacity of 400 people. So you have to put up money for that one.
Right.
It's not cheap.
No.
It's not cheap. He sent me the thing. Mark sent me the thing. Shout out to Mark at the 5-star bar. We love you. That's a good size venue though. 400 people. So I can see why he wants some money for that. You know what I mean? You got to be able to bring some people.
He's getting a name for himself now at this point, right?
Who?
5-star.
Yeah, we're starting to we're really trying to get the word out about this bar. Between me and shout out to my brother Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Yeah. What up? He's another production company. He puts on a lot of concerts.
I met him when he was playing with Green Jelly at
Riverside.
Yeah,
that's my brother. Yeah. I love that guy. Shout out to my buddy. Shout out to Big John. It was great seeing you when we worked the show on Saturday.
Yeah,
had a good time. Had a blast. So we went to see a show. Had a Primus cover band. Which they were decent, and they had a Led Zeppelin / Black Sabbath cover band. They're decent. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be an asshole. But anyway, and the last band was a Tool cover band called Arizona Bay. Damn. Arizona Bay, shout out to you guys. I can't wait for you to play some of our shows.
Hell yeah.
They were really good. They did 2 hours. 2 hours of Tool.
Right.
They did a full repertoire of all their albums, like a good one. So they took it, like, did like an hour, and they took a 15-minute break or so, and then came back, did another hour. That's some power players right there. That's some.
What I want to know is, was the guy doing Les Claypool?
Yeah, he sounded really good.
That guy is.
It's hard to match. Yeah, it's hard to match.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
What they call themselves? Jerry was a race car driver.
Arizona Bay.
For the Primus?
Oh no! I can't remember the name of that one. Tell you the truth,
okay.
They were decent though.
Really? Because that
guy's—they sounded like Primus.
Okay.
I mean, they sounded decent. I just can't remember the name of them. Tell you the truth. I handed him a card though. That band couldn't play that night. The Primus band couldn't play that night. Never mind. It was the black side because they had to go. They had to. They couldn't play. Something happened. It was a family emergency. That's what that was. I was looking forward to seeing them play, but they weren't able to. But they had the Black Sabbath / Led Zeppelin. They had and the band in between. Damn it. Oh, I can't remember the name of them. I'll have to look at the flyer. But Nathan sends me all the flyers. but let's talk about Sticky Doll and Sticky Fest a little bit more. Can you tell us basically what's going on and give the people some more information?
Well, I guess I've been lucky in the last few weeks. There's the local rag man guy. I don't hear myself, so is that a bad or good thing?
I hear you. You're good.
Okay. The CV Weekly over there is like, you know, we have the LA Weekly here
in LA.
Well, I say we don't live here. I don't live here anymore. But over there's the Coachella Valley Weekly, so that's like the mag around town. So we got them on board as a sponsor a month or so ago. So every week they're running our flyer.
Cool.
You know,
nice.
People pay a lot of money for that space in the paper. Mm-hmm. But they're behind us and they support us.
Cool.
Good for you.
And I just did an interview. They had me in last week's thing. And there's actually been three like features, either of Sticky Fest, Sticky Doll, or there was this one survey thing, you know, that they did of me, you know. But so we're getting some good, I guess, press, you know.
Right.
Board
and, that's and really good.
Coming on here and having you guys be part of Sticky Fest as far as, you know, the promoting of it and then actually being there, you know, doing the shows and all that.
Definitely.
Super cool. But what Sticky Fest is, you know, me and Senna from Sticky Doll, we lived here in West LA for a long time and we got sick of it.
Right.
But anyway, we'd been going out to the Joshua Tree out there visiting some friends, hit and miss, and we wound up moving out there a year and a half ago, and we were all excited. Oh, that great music scene there, everybody tells us. Great music scene.
Right.
Eagles of Death Metal's from there. Queens of the Stone Age is from there. We're thinking, oh, fuck, cool, man.
Right.
We get out there. We went to a few open mic nights because there's no, like, there were no venues, like, having weekend shows. So we go to these open mics, and everybody... It's like a Bob Dylan wannabe hippie singer-songwriter.
Oh, damn.
You know, whether they're 20 years old or 60 years old, that's the vibe there. And we're like, oh, my God, what happened to what we heard about? Well, what we heard about, this scene is in the low desert. Joshua, where we're at, Yucca Valley, 29 Palms, that's a high desert.
Damn.
Low desert, Palm Springs. Palm Desert, Hutt,
I got you.
All that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
That's where the bands... There is a scene there. That's where you got your throw to go.
Okay, so that's down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, what the fuck are we going to do up here? You know, I mean, we're not a band that only plays in our town. We travel and all that. But still, we wanted to get something going there and have a place to play. And the more we were there, a little more, we started meeting people. And they're like, yeah, you know, there's people up here that want metal and want punk. But there's nothing, you know, you got to make your own scene. We kept hearing that. You got to make your own scene, make your own scene. And I've been wanting to do something like this for years.
That's good.
You know? So I'm like, here's the opportunity. So back in June, I spoke with my friend Gary, who lives in L.A. He's got a sound pro sound company called Live Wires.
Mm.
He's one of my best friends. And he said, hey, I'll come up. I'll bring the, you know, he does things like the jazz festival. And so he's got the setup.
Right.
That's good.
And he said, I'll come up, provide sound for free. I mean, that's the main cost of a festival right there.
Right.
So he's coming up, and we've found the place, an outside stage we can do it on. And it was going to be 2 days. It was going to be like 20-some bands.
Mm-hmm.
We had to make it a 1 day because of the venue. They haven't done an event like that before.
Okay.
So they wanted to kind of see how it goes. But that's fine because I want to do Sticky Fest 2 and 3 and 4 and... Just do what you do with a festival. You start out and you just kind of build it.
Now, what's the layout of the place? Because I say Palms Restaurant. So what is it? What's the layout of that? Is it like you doing it out like back there? They have a big setup, a stage, something? I don't know.
Well, it's on Amboy. Amboy is the street when you're going through the desert on your way to Vegas. A lot of people take this drive and they never notice where they're going, but it's Amboy. And there's nothing out there. Except for you pass this little restaurant called the Palms. You never know it from looking. You just see like this, it's kind of a cute hut looking bar and grill.
Okay.
Don't think much of it. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so it's all dirt and everything, but they've got palm trees around it.
Okay.
It's the Palms. But when you go in, you know, you got the bar, then you go in the back, you got your seating, but when you go outside, they got this big, huge stage.
Oh, okay.
And they own all the land.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So,
that's great.
Events there can offer camping for free.
Nice.
You know what I mean? A lot of festivals out there charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
They do. They charge a lot of money to
on top
camp.
Of the ticket price.
That's ridiculous.
So, the spot is great. The people are great that own it. They're super. I'm working with a guy named Kevin. He's like the bartender there.
Okay.
But he handles all the events and stuff.
The bookings and stuff, yeah.
He's totally helping me with so many things. You know, I'm doing all this myself and out of pocket and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah.
He's really from there, from stuff that needs to happen at the venue, things that we have to work together on. He's like, he's right there.
Good.
So, well, to have a successful business, it takes money to make money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can try to get it as low price as you can.
Yeah.
Like, I try to find ways around it. You know what I mean? I try to find ways around it. I try to get sponsors. I try to get anything I can to take care of it. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it as much.
That's right. Well, that's one.
It's hard.
Hence the decision for there, besides the outdoor stage and all that, I'm not paying a fee. I'm not renting the place.
That's good.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, because they're a place that supports live music.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have those types of places, like the Five Star Bar.
Right.
And the Universal Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
They don't charge anything either. They just want you to bring people through the door. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking to try to find more venues. So if you're a venue or you have anything like that and you want to hit us up, we can throw shows at your venue. But we need to know that it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg. I mean, the airliner's reasonable. It's reasonable considering the space. Mm-hmm. It's really big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, so we're going to have the EDM on the bottom floor because it's not a big stage. And they have the bar down there. They have a PA system down there. And then they have out back, they have, you know, it's all set up for PA and everything. Right. And so we're going to put out, like, vendors, tables, and merch, like, bands merch. You know, they can sell their little merch and stuff there. Set up some stuff, you know. And then upstairs we'll have, you know, another con. We'll have, like, five artists upstairs and four downstairs. Oh. So... and I figured the last artist that goes on downstairs can play longer if they want. Because it's only like 11 to 11.45. So I go play it at 12. Play it at 30 if I fucking want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Keep people entertained. That's all I care about.
Well, it's sticky.
Make them happy.
We can go as long as we want.
That's great.
You know, I mean, there's a set schedule. The first band goes on at 2.
Right.
I think the last band is actually... scheduled for midnight, but if we run late and it lends itself to it, we can go into 3, 4, 5, you know, whatever.
I gotta get
hanging out, and if the bands are still playing, great. The venue itself, they shut up shop, you know, as far as the bar and, and all that at 2 a.m.
Okay.
But they said you're free to do whatever you want. We're gonna have a fire pit.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
Oh man.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the house Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Joshua Tree.
That's nice that they put that up.
Yeah.
You know that they, you know, did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we want to tell people what happened, but
there's
a lot of good people that are generously supporting the cause.
Yeah, I've got a few. I call them sponsors, you know, a couple of vendors, but they're really people that I just reached out to and said, you want to be involved in this because I'm trying to make it as fun and a cool of event for the people there.
That's awesome.
So nobody's paying me to be a sponsor or a vendor.
Right.
And next time they will. The event grows, of course. That's kind of how you do business. But right now, so we have Julie Becker, this really great tattoo artist.
She's going to
be there, set up shop. But she's also a fantastic artist.
Nice.
My friend Patrick, he does that splatter art, you know, with all the color.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to describe it other than that.
Yeah.
But he's going to be there with his works, but he's also going to, if people want any of their clothes, tennis shoes, you know, he's going to hook people up.
Right.
A few local artists in town bringing their apparel. Like that. Yeah. So
that's good. And the bands can probably sell their merch and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That. Yeah.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in and ask any questions or, you know, win some tickets to some concerts, because Jenny's giving away tickets.
Yeah.
If you would like a ticket, we got tickets to Dramarama. It's at, I think it's the Garden Amp.
We can give away two
Garden Amphitheater
Sticky Fest tickets, too.
If you want to, that's totally up to you. You are totally allowed to do that. Yes, you are. So if you want, call 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Or on Skype, hit us up at LA Tuck Radio. So you can come on and talk to us. You can ask questions if you want. We're giving away tickets.
Come see some great shows.
Come see some amazing shows. So, come see Sticky Fest up in the High Desert in 29 Palms at the Palms Restaurant. Come up there and check it out on Saturday, November 10th. Free camping all ages. Come, you know, get your tickets. You know, we got, you know, how many tickets you gonna give away?
We'll give away two for now.
All right, we're gonna give away two tickets. The first caller, whatever, 323-203-0815. Somebody call the fuck in, would you? Anyway, we're also giving tickets away to our upcoming concerts. We have Wednesday, October 24th, Universal Bar and Grill. Wednesday, October 31st, we're going to have a big old Halloween party. It's going to be a bash. Come on down in your costume. You can win a prize for best costume.
Yes.
At the Five Star Bar in downtown L.A. We got Saturday, November 3rd, the Airliner Nightclub in Lincoln Heights, which is right next to it's like DTLA, Chinatown, basically. Thursday, November 8th, we got Universal Bar and Grill. Thursday, November 15th, Five Star Bar. Saturday, November 24th, Universal Bar and Grill. Thursday, November 29th, Universal Bar and Grill. Friday, December 7th, Five Star Bar. Sunday, December 23rd. And Saturday, December 29th, both the Five Star Bar. If you would like to win tickets, call. I got 10 shows coming the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, I like the organization, too.
Yes, I got it. I got it set up. So I'm going to be putting it into a, what do you call it? A
Excel
spreadsheet. Yeah, that's yes.
That works good.
So, and I'm going to do the vendors and all the information the same way. So we got to get it set up. Let's see. So we're going to play a song. Which one would you like to play first? We got War Within, Unbreakable. Throw the Goat, Tied Up, and Svengali. Were those all the songs?
Let's go with...
there was four, right?
The Instigator song first.
Which one's that?
I sent you five.
Yeah, maybe he didn't get that last one.
You know what? Just play, whatever. Well, because you know what? I don't know if the guys named their MP3s right, so we don't know.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, we're going to find out. It's going to be, we're just going to hodgepodge it.
They're all goddamn good, so
we're going to be hodgepodge. Hey, let's do some Svengali here. Let's try that. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Land in jail.
Fuck yeah, that was awesome. That was Megasun with Svengali. They're metal. I like that. That was very good. Very, very good. Very good. I sent. I forwarded those other two. He didn't. I don't think he got to that. You're going to be loading them up in a second. Let's see. So we got. Which one? The Instigator one was. Hold on. Tied up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I got two here. Yeah, tied up.
Sticky Fest commercial.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Nice. I like that, though. It had a good riff.
I like this band a lot.
Okay, so we're going to play Tied Up by. What's the name of the band again?
Instigator.
Mm-hmm. I like that name, just that alone.
I love the names in this genre, man. It's
yes. Throw the Goat. I mean, come on. Jesus Christ. I love this shit. I love the bands that we work with. I love the music. I love the whole scene. And I'm very proud to be a promoter.
Right.
So, you know, it makes me happy. Hold on. He's adding some songs. So I'm going to let him do his thing.
And be one of the good promoters.
Oh, fuck yeah. I want to make it so that my bands can make money. All I'm looking to do is recoup my losses, you know, my expenses, and the band to make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, if we make some money, that's cool. You know what I mean? That's bonus. You know what I mean? But the big thing is bands to be able to make some money. Yeah. They need to make money just like anyone else does. You know what I mean? And I don't like the pay-to-play thing. I look at it as, I'll send you some tickets. Tell me how many you want. I mail out the tickets to them. They sell, you know, as many as they can. All I ask for is $5 back per ticket. They can sell them for like 10. You know what I mean? And they keep the difference. Plus, they keep half. They get half of whatever online sales come in under their name. You know, somebody comes up and says, oh, I want to see Ba Ram U. You know what I mean? They get credit for the sale. They get half of it. So, and also, same thing with the door. Somebody comes to the door and they say, I want to see, you know, Sticky Doll, whatever. You know, it's like you get, you know, we split it. It makes it so that everybody makes some money.
Yeah.
And no upfront costs ever to do a show with us, ever. And if you don't sell any tickets or you only sell three, that it is what it is.
And you don't get booked next time.
Probably not. But anyway. But the whole point I tell bands is really promote the hell out of this. It's your show. If there's nobody fucking there to see you, what is the point? Mm-hmm. You just another band? Some other bands get to see you? Mm-hmm. Whoopty fucking pickle. And the bands and their little band fans. Maybe. But who the fuck is really going to see you? And there's no point. If you want to build a base, you ever want to be the next Metallica, Sepultura, fucking, you ever want to be anything big in this universe as far as a band goes, you have to promote yourself. You have to, radio, I'm a radio personality. I gotta promote the fucking shit out of us. Constantly on social media. I gotta promote the hell out of these shows that the concerts we throw. I gotta put them out on like 50 different fucking websites, event sites, anything you can fucking think of. That's how a vendor found me, because I put the shit out on a bunch of different networks. And you know, so you just gotta utilize all the resources you have that you possibly can, especially ones that don't cost you anything or cost you as little as possible.
There's kind of no excuse in today's technology for promoting, but you will be surprised as the playing the promoter role that you're doing. And, you know, I'm in Sticky Doll, but I guess I'm playing the promoter producer role for Sticky Fest.
Right, yeah.
But I'm shocked at the bands that don't promote their shit.
Right.
You know, I've dropped. Okay,
irritates the hell out of me.
I'm not going negative or anything, but I've dropped a few bands off the festival for not doing any promotion.
Really? Already?
Because when I first sent out my email to all the bands, I didn't do an agreement, a contract, but I kind of loosely did a performance agreement. I'm sorry, a promotion agreement. And I created an individual page for every band for Sticky Fest with a ticket link on there, like you said.
Right.
Buys through there, they get 50%. I sent out 30 wristbands to all the bands. And initially, I said, you know, you sell them and I get a piece back.
Right.
But I thought, you know what? I want people at this festival and I want the bands to make some money. So keep all the fucking money.
Yeah, well, you sell the wristbands, you keep the money.
Right, so in a perfect world,
as long as those people come to the concert with that wristband on, you know, that's all that matters.
But in a perfect world, all those wristbands get sold, and there's a fuck ton of people there. But I know in reality, from what I've seen of checking out some of the bands and all that, being on top of this whole thing,
right.
You know, there's not a whole lot of promotions coming from the bands in the way that I want it to be.
Okay, gotcha.
I can't hold hands. I can't slap wrists. I'm not going to be an asshole and start booting everybody off the festival, because I know what I have also learned is people don't know what they don't know.
Mm.
I'm specifically talking about bands doing promotion.
Right.
So I promote the fuck out of Sticky Doll. I'm a social media whore.
You have to be.
So I have to remember that I know all this stuff because I learned it.
Right.
So I try to share that with some of these bands.
Right.
And it's only frustrating to me when I get met with negativity about it.
Okay, so some of them are receptive and some of them are not.
Yeah, so, you know, but all that being said, like you said, you know, well, if a band doesn't sell and they show up and they only sold 3 tickets and you saw they didn't do shit, well, you don't book them next time.
Right, you just don't book them for future shows, so, that's all.
Yeah.
Because the show, what's the word? Ingenuity? Nothing. You have no drive. You have no drive. You have no ambition. Like, you don't even want to make fucking money? And so what are you going to play to? Nobody?
Yeah. You might as well play in your garage.
Oh, yeah. The bartender heard me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And they're going to give you their tips.
Ooh, the bartender heard me. Okay, shut the fuck up.
The Sticky Fest is supposed to be low desert and high desert, all of us working together
to
strengthen the scene, period, in the desert. But as far as we're doing this thing in the high desert, so I'm really counting on the bands in the low desert, who I think are fucking great. Every band on this bill, I'm behind 1,000,000%. I'm counting on them to bring their people up and help. This is a promoter band thing. This isn't, the promoter, here's the bands. This is, I really put it out in the beginning to all the guys. We're working together to do this thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm in one of the bands. You know what I mean? I'm not just this promoter guy in my suit.
You're in the headlining band, Sticky Doll.
My drive is to have people there.
Yes, of course.
And it's not going to be nothing going in my pocketbook. It's all the bands are keeping all the money. You know what I mean? But it's, like I said, it's shocking how in the beginning I was being accused of, a few bands accused me of doing pre-sale and pay to play. And I'm like, I don't know. I could probably ramble on about the negative shit.
But the whole point is that they're going to make money out of this.
Yeah.
So what is your problem?
Yeah.
You're not putting money up front.
But I just ran into that, and it really was shocking. And I saw so much of the prima donna from some of the bands. But you know what? Let me clarify. The bands that I dealt with attitudes like that, and a couple that I booted off the festival, these are L.A. bands.
Damn.
These aren't desert bands.
Okay.
From what my experience and why we have 11 out of the 12 bands now, other than Satanic Johnny, are all desert bands, because everybody up there is pretty fucking cool.
See, you're going to love Satanic Johnny because they're just like that.
Yeah.
They're valley guys.
Right.
They're not L.A.
Yeah.
They're valley. And they're really laid back and chill.
That's cool. They'll fit.
And we like that. Mm. And that's what we want to represent. It's what we want to show to the world is we are laid back and chill, easy going.
Until they get on stage, then I want them to be fucking...
No, they're nuts on stage, but as people, they're just really laid back and awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the things I love about them. I wouldn't manage a band if they sucked, number one, and number two, if they were assholes.
Yeah.
I don't got time for fucking assholes. You want to play the Instigator song?
Yeah.
Let's do Tied Up by Instigator on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. We'll be right back. That was Instigator with Tied Up. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Being tied up.
I used to belong to a BDSM club here in North Hollywood, actually.
I knew that was you.
It's on Lancashire.
Bond memories.
I knew that was her.
Damn. Like, it's on Lancashire near the 7-Eleven. Anyway, there's a hidden door to fun. Anyway, enough time, right? Enough time for like one more song. We want to do. I want to actually. You know what I want to do? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Pod producer. No, not that one. No, this one. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Oh, come on, come on. Where's your damn thing? Where is it? I'm trying to do this. Let me. Okay. There we go. Okay, so we are going to play a little of this. I don't know. We don't have enough time. And we're going to play that.
Oh, I know this one.
Yes.
It's got a very catchy riff.
One of my favorite songs. Channel Talk on the Block. And they talk radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Study little cunt. Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll.
That's a pretty good band, I heard.
El Sancho.
Yes, it is.
They're a very good band. Come out and see tomorrow night. There is an industry showcase. It's a free industry showcase, so no fucking excuses. You ain't going to pay shit. To go see Soul Rising, an amazing pop rock band with our buddy Michael McBay. Come on out tomorrow night, the Hard Rock Cafe at Hollywood and Highland, right there in the mall. Tomorrow night, Thursday, was it October 18th? And I believe it starts at 9 p.m. So come on out tomorrow night. We will be down there doing media coverage for Soul Rising. It's going to be amazing. So come out and see a free industry showcase. Come see some really great music and support our local music scene here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. In the heart of Hollywood.
Yes, and they're an amazing band. They just got a song on a movie soundtrack. They're really coming up in the world. So, right. You know, they are somebody to force to be reckoned with. Anyway, come on out. See the show, free industry showcase. You can't make any excuses. Tomorrow night, Hollywood and Highland.
Very nice.
It's a Hard Rock Cafe there?
Hard Rock, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe. So come on out, hang out with Jenny and the Muse from Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a great time. And then come see us at this.
November 10th.
Sticky Fest.
All day, all night.
Sticky Fest.
In the high desert of Southern California.
12 of the best punk and metal bands.
on one big outdoor stage. All ages.
Free camping!
Get your tickets now at StickyFest.com.
Get your tickets now at StickyFest.com. Go to MyGrumbler.com to get your grinder / tumbler. It is good for submersion down to, I think, like 3 feet or something. It's water sealed. It's not proof, but it's water sealed, watertight, water resistant, basically. It's smell proof. You can put all kinds of weed in here. Put a container of weed. You can put a pipe, you know, a little you know, weed pipe. Put a little, it has a grinder on each end, like a little detachable grinder. Okay, here we go. And this is my favorite color. Thank you to Eric Chan of my of Grumbler. This is, like I said, you can put it in here.
No,
I wish. No, but I didn't think of that, actually. No, there's a wall, and behind the wall, you can put 10 pre-rolls, up to 10 pre-rolls, depending how fat you roll your shit. In here, you can put a little canister of weed. You can put, was it a lighter, a bowl, and a thing of papers or something, pack of papers or some shit.
Hmm.
You can put it all in here nice and see how it this and this part comes off, and it becomes a grinder. So it's wonderful stuff. We love it. Go to mygrumbler.com to get yours today. Like I said, smell proof. Carry all kinds of shit in there. Nobody even know you got it.
Right.
Bring some of those to Sticky Fest.
Yes. Sticky Fest. I'm going to see if I can get him as a vendor. I'll see what I can do. Yeah. Maybe get him. Eric cool. Chan of Grumbler. We're trying to get you some business, dude. I have a weed shop that's interested in meeting with him too. I just need to hit him up.
Free advertising for them. There's no.
Yeah, so. That's great. So come on out. We'll get you Eric Chan. We'll get you out there. We are going to have a great time. That's Saturday, November 10th. Starts at 2 p.m., goes to midnight or whenever the fuck we want to stop it. And there's going to be a fire pit and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Come on out. Have a great time. We'll do some ticket giveaways while we're on the air on live radio. Go to Spreaker.com. Go to and look up Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I'll send some links. It's Get Real Global Entertainment as well. That's our main page. And it goes out to iHeartRadio, iTunes, and a bunch of other stuff. So we love it.
Yes. Please come out to Sticky Fest. We can camp out and
Free camping, all ages.
And sing Kumbaya.
Yes, Kumbaya. I think you're taking it too far. We're gonna smoke some blinds like by the fire. There we go.
You know, there's not a whole lot of rules there other than don't be a dick and an asshole.
Okay.
Really, seriously.
No violence, no means no.
People can kind of do what they want, but it is a venue, so that they are seling beer and food and all that, but
people still have to act accordingly.
People can do whatever they want.
Oh, that's cool.
Got their own beer, their own this.
Come camping. You know, have a good time. Hang out with Jenny and the Muse. Hang out with El Sancho from Sticky Doll. We're going to have a really good time. It's going to be a blast. Come on out to our shows. I'm going to do some ticket giveaways online, and we're going to be doing some, come on out, win some prizes. We're going to have music trivia in between the bands. Give out a little bit of prizes, give away some tickets, do ticket drawings. We're going to have a good time. So come on out to our concerts. I'm going to be putting up a concert page or link or something up on there. All of our events are under Get Real Global Entertainment on Facebook. Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, whatever. But I'm going to be posting them all over the place anyway. And I got to do some promotions for Satanic Johnny also because that's my band. So a lot of work. Next week on our show will be Hello Human.
Oh.
I'm trying to get them to play at our shows. They were also at the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. Very incredibly gifted. Like techno kind of ish. Like, but they sing and they play the keyboard and stuff. They're really good. I think they should be on a soundtrack for movies and shit. Like, they're good.
Mm.
So I was very impressed, and I was surprised they didn't go on to round two. But I really think they should have. Some of the bands really should have gone on to round two. Some of the bands that went on to round two and the finals maybe might not have been, should have been there. But anyway, so next week, just being honest, I'm keeping it real. That's why it's called Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, bitches. Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 24th, Hello Human be on the show. And then the week after will be Dope Out from Paris, France.
Yeah.
Literally. They're only here in town till like November 7th, and then they go back home.
To Paris, France.
Paris, France. Mm-hmm. So we are very lucky and fortunate to have them in the studio next week. They can barely speak English.
What kind of band are they? Are they a metal band?
Yeah, metal.
Cool.
But you can barely understand a word they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, when they talk, they don't speak. He said they don't speak a ton of English. But all their words are in English. All their songs are in English.
They sing
in English. It's everything, you know. It's, you know, they sound great though, but they wrote a song about the Paris bombing. I thought it was very touching for a metal song. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Dope out. Okay,
they're really good.
Great name.
And then Resonate from Boston, I believe, is going to be on that week as well if we can afford it. No, it's a 2 week show. Then you know, we got some other stuff. Ooh, we got what's his name? God damn it. It's horrible. Corey Calais. He is the famous trainer of Michael B. Jordan. Is that his name?
Right.
Michael B. Jordan.
The actor, yeah.
Yes, for actor. For Black Panther, as well as for the new movie he just did, Creed 2.
Right.
He was a trainer for him for Creed 1, Creed 2, as well as Black Panther.
Okay.
So, and he's been a famous, he is on a TV show with Khloe Kardashian right now on the E! Channel as well. So very big personality. He's a trainer on for the stars and for people, you know.
Oh, good.
So he's going to be on the show November 7th. So come on out, watch our show, and love us, like us, and all that stuff. So we want to say goodbye to you. We'll be back next week.
All right.
Hello, human. Have a great week. We'll see you later. Peace out.
And thank you.
It's been a great show. Thank you so much to El Sancho from Sticky Doll and Sticky Fest for being here today and being on our broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Great to meet you guys finally.
Yes.
Thank you.
We value you and your music and what you're doing for the music scene and community. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Okay. We will see you later. Right. And we will be broadcasting live on Saturday, November 10th. From Sticky Fest.
Yes.
So be fucking paying attention on Facebook and everywhere else.
StickyFest.com.
Yes. And we're going to do short videos on Instagram as well. Because you can do 10-minute videos now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
On Instagram, 10 minutes?
Yes. Ooh, Instagram on. TV or some shit. Whatever. Yeah. It's badass. New things to play with. All right. We'll be next week.
Bye. See you later.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
2 hours of free.
Another one.
Yeah, sure.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.